accompanied by James' alleged former hitmen, known as the Junglers, the side took the commission to rural areas, including Scanilai, James' home village. The TRC lead counsel, Esa Fall, a former International Criminal Court prosecutor, describes what they saw.
At Scanilai, we visited at least two crocodile ponds. You would recall that witness testimony indicated that several people were killed, chopped up, and thrown into the crocodile ponds as charity for the crocodile. The commission has even had evidence of babies being thrown into the crocodile pond as charity for the crocodiles.
Fall says babies were killed for ritual purposes.
They indicated to us that there are hundreds of crocodiles here in this pond. As you could see, that mighty one, they tell us that there are even some that are much bigger than this one, and they number more than 400 for now. The plan of the commission was to drain these crocodile ponds for the purposes of a forensic investigation. But that decision was cancelled because of the advice we received from the wildlife authorities and the importance of ensuring that the environment and the wildlife are also protected.
Fall has warned the public to stay away from the areas which have been designated as crime scenes, with penalties for tampering with evidence. Security officers have been deployed there. The commission also visited several other sites, including one where two Gambian Americans were reportedly arrested during a visit, then killed and buried. Fall says their bodies were not found when officials sought to exhume them. Over 50 West African migrants were killed under James's rule after being mistaken for rebels bent on overthrowing him. They were dumped into a well, and one was thrown into the sea. The TRRC is on the verge of finishing its public hearings and is expected to submit its final report to the president in August. For VOA News, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.